Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Into a rather traditional point of view here. It is the Talk Radio Review that you're about to listen to, an hour of conversation about the charts that have been culled by Talkers Magazine. The folks, the staff at Talkers, listens to lots of talk radio programs, the big hosts around the country, big stations reviewing the stories. And so each week, 52 weeks a year, they come up with a story list, top 10 items, and we count those down here with a review, thanks to the work of Jennifer Horn, who does the DJV program with me and Victoria Keelan, also does mornings on KRLA. And I noticed your co-host, Brian Whitmer, who does the KRLA thing, Whitman, him too, was an inspiration for the new late-night host on WABC.
Yeah, my friend. That's my friend, Frank Morano. Started out listening, he would listen overnights to Brian in New York. Now he's doing overnights. He actually, Frank is a producer for, well, was a producer for Joe Piscopo and Curtis Sliwa for years at the Salem affiliate in New York City. He just recently made that move to WABC. Good guy.
There you go. All right, so that's a little bit of trivia about talk radio. Now into the story list. Jennifer Horn is here, as I said. Victoria Keelan is here, as I said. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10. Let me go to you for this one, Victoria, to start with the Facebook political ad policy being set, or just generally a discussion of social media, how biased, and the question about whether you get your news there. There are all kinds of questions about social media that continue to pop up, so apparently this is getting a little bit more focus, yes?
Well, this has sort of been a big week. Facebook has I consider it to be completely useless policy. They said that the week leading up to the election, they're not going to allow any political ads. Like, what does that do? Nothing. Twitter had kind of a big week because as the president came down with COVID, as we all know, he was at Walter Reed. So Twitter had to remind everybody, hey, you can't wish bodily harm on anyone. You cannot wish death on anyone. Regardless of who it is, you can't say you hope Biden gets COVID. You can't say you hope the president doesn't recover. Whatever it is, they have been cracking down on that. And that has been their policy. That's not new. That's actually been Twitter's policy since the beginning. So, but this week, a lot of accounts were taken down, a lot of people put in Twitter jail. And, you know, just in general, people saying really horrible, nasty things on, you know, against both candidates. And, you know, I'm happy that Twitter stood up.
So,
I'm not. I think that they need to do free speech. I had a tweet censored. I think, I don't know if I told you guys
about it.
You
can't wish death on someone.
I didn't. I actually was just responding. I actually had this instance this week where I was trying to post a tweet because Michelle Obama released a video this week where she talked about 20 minutes, basically, about President Trump being a racist. And my tweet was simply this. Michelle Obama, just a reminder as to what Joe Biden said about your husband. I took the direct quote as to what Joe Biden said about Obama being an articulate, clean African-American, whatever he said for the first time. And I put the direct quote up there, and I said, hashtag fact check. And Twitter kept pulling it down. I tried to post it 8 times. I showed it to my mom. My mom's like, well, you're calling Michelle Obama a racist. I said, I am not. I am saying, just a reminder, here's what Joe Biden said. And it would not let me put it up until...
But that blown out of proportion. That it was not what he meant. And Obama at the time said, I have no problem with Joe Biden.
Okay.
That was so
it's what
blown
he said,
out of proportion.
And should Twitter be pulling it down?
Yeah, but that's, I think, the secondary issue is what you said, Victoria. The primary issue is there free speech there or not? And apparently because it's privately owned, they can do what they want to, and there is
no gray area. It's not just that. It's when you sign on, you are checking the box, and you are agreeing to their rules. This is not a public platform. This isn't public access TV. You are signing up and saying, I'm agreeing to Facebook's rules, I agree to Twitter's rules, and that's a violation of the rules.
All right, so there's this. Do some of the groups that are a focus in here, these right, are they the so-called right-wingers? I'm not sure that that's a fair way of describing them. But anyway, this group that was thinking about capturing or...
Yeah, they're anarchists.
Governor
they're not right-wingers,
Whitmer.
So let's make sure we get that right. Yeah. They're self-described anarchists.
So,
yeah, there's some militia group or whatever they call themselves.
Right, but did they get... Were they fed if you really get sustenance by some of the stuff that's at that's on Facebook. Yes, no?
Right? I don't think anybody knows. I think
if Facebook can turn you into an anarchist, you're pretty stupid. You know, I mean, really?
Well, that's why I don't understand why they're blocking political.
But
I don't understand why they're blocking political ads, because how dumb are you? I mean,
that's why I say that makes no sense to me. A week before the election? Right, exactly.
All right. Next up, number 9 on the countdown, as we work our way toward number 1, our relationship with China and Russia. Thought it was pretty interesting that the lab tests on Alexei Navalny, am I pronouncing it correctly now, the Russian opposition leader,
said they confirmed it was poison.
Yeah, a nerve agent, in fact.
Yeah.
So do these sorts of things, do they impact or affect our relationship with the Russians or with Putin? We all know, we seem to take the Russians more lightly than we do the Chinese. For all we know, the Russians and the Chinese could have been in on the coronavirus together. Ooh, you don't know that they weren't. You don't know
that's
that
true.
They weren't trying to disrupt the balance of power in the world. The Chinese certainly have made no bones about that. And the fact that we still haven't, there's no policy, speaking of foreign policy, to get American companies the hell out of China and the back, whether it's back to America or someplace else, I don't see, other than Trump, I'll give him that. He's the only one that I've seen that really is working toward bringing at least a certain sector, the drug business, back to America. But there ought to be a focus on all of that, car part, you name it.
Yeah,
toys, whatever.
We need to start with our pharmaceutical industry, and we need to get that back immediately. It's ridiculous that we rely on China for that industry.
Well, we've made progress on that, which is good. California is going to make their own generics, so that came a couple weeks ago. And then in New Jersey,
why should California do it by themselves? Why aren't there others?
Yeah, it's got to be a move.
It's cuckoo California. They want to do everything on their own like they were a separate country.
I get it. I'm just saying where there has been progress made.
No,
in New Jersey, my representative, Pallone, he sponsored the bill that has been, I think it's heading to the Senate now, that essentially it frees up university labs in America to work with pharmaceutical companies to develop those key ingredients that we need for generic drugs, number one being insulin. We have got to make our own insulin. And so I am very happy with my representative. I'll be voting for him again coming up in the next election. I think he's done a lot of very practical things where we're actually moving the needle. So in the pharmaceutical realm, you know, Rutgers University is here in New Jersey where I am, and that's a lab that has been very well respected but never really allowed to go beyond that university status. And so to be able to work with the federal government and pharmaceutical companies, that could be a real game changer for the whole country.
Yeah, it's so important. Well, I don't know how anybody can vote for Biden if China is an important issue for them. I mean, Biden has been endorsed by several media outlets in China. During the vice presidential debate, they blocked things that Mike Pence said about China and allowed everything that Kamala Harris said to air. I think that
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
really?
That was a big story this week. And Joe Biden's son, at least, and Biden's brother has been on the payroll of the Chinese communist government. So when we're asking about who's going to be tougher on China, I think it's really hard for people who are taking that one seriously to justify how they can vote for Biden, because
how can
he's
any
clearly
American
going to be.
But that's all in the past. That's not a current thing. I don't think it would be difficult for Biden and Kamala Harris to be tough on China at all.
I don't think they want to be because Joe Biden owes China. I mean, that's the problem. When you're on the payroll of them, you can't just turn on
I think it's hard that's, to I think hard to make that stick, but the other side of it is that, as talking about the president, they better be on to holding China accountable. Otherwise, their connection to control is going to be very short-lived. 15 past the hour, the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen will continue with a focus on the climate and the hurricane that's moving, as we do this program, into the Louisiana coastline. We'll get to that in a moment.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlique helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. This is an adjunct to our DJV program, weekly, weekday morning. So we have this opportunity to go through the list before Michael Harrison joins the party. At number eight, the wildfires, the hurricanes, all of that stuff. As we do this program, Hurricane Delta is in blasting into Cancun and the Yucatan Peninsula. And then headed up toward the Gulf of Mexico. It's in the same place that they've all been this year. I guess that's, you know, more or less, that's the... And one wonders what is going on in
that
the atmosphere there.
Yeah,
that's attracting this sort of thing. Meanwhile, Jennifer, what about the wildfires in California? What's the status there?
Still burning over 4 million acres in the state of California. There's a mega complex burning, a fire burning up in Northern California that's burned over 1 million acres all on its own. I have fires where I am in Southern California, and we haven't even gotten into Santa Ana season yet. For those that are outside of California, in October, usually late in the month of October, we get these very dry, windy conditions that pop up, and that always spells trouble. We haven't even gotten through that yet, so it's going to be a rough fall.
All right. So that's that leads us into number seven, the situation with schools, having them open. A number, I think there are three or four items on the countdown this week that have to do with the COVID, and this is certainly one of them. I don't hear or feel or get a sense of a resolve here, different parts of the country, different ways, but meanwhile the kids are still not learning. And there are a lot of people who just said, you know, let's send them to school. And let the chips fall where they may.
Good news for parents. I'm pretty sure after Election Day, schools will start to reopen. So that'll be exciting for all of us.
Well, in New York, they've had to, you know, they had to send kids home again for 2 weeks because of the hot spots. And New Jersey might be not far behind it.
21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, moving back into our fold here, the charts for the week of October the 5th to the 9th on the Talk Radio Review. The stories, we're going through those each week at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. You can see a list of the stories that are gleaned by the folks at Talkers and the people list as well. At number 7, we were talking about the education situation, and I sort of tie that with number 6. I think that the whole business of dealing with reality in school, like the whole business of Black Lives Matter, are those things being taught? The kids need to be educated as to what's going on with the police. Is that part of what? And if we do that, how do you do it without a bias? That's my question, because there's so much bias presented in schools these days. It's not what to think, it's how to think. And we ought to not be teaching people how to think, but what to
No. You have to think. How to think is critical thinking. That's what we need to teach.
That's right.
Not what to think. Yeah.
I had it backwards. Turned it
right.
around.
Unfortunately, that's what happens sometimes in academia.
It is. No, that's the point. That's my point in all of this.
Well, I think kids absolutely need to know about race relations and police reform, because teenagers at some point are they're going to encounter the police. And so I think that that's an important discussion of, what's
but
going
don't you
on.
Have to talk about the basics.
The problem is that if we just talk about real true facts, that'd be great. Problem is that we have stupid things like the 1619 Project. We have all of these things that are not true that are being taught as truth, and then you have a whole generation of people who don't actually really know any history.
Right.
I mean, that's what really is so frightening, is that there is no truth left in the news media. Everybody has their own version of the truth. And now, as far as history goes, we're all getting our own version of history. I mean, it's just, there's got to be facts, an agreed-upon set of facts. There used to be, I think, we used to agree on at least fundamental facts, and now people can't even do that, and that's frightening.
Yep, it is. It's really, we're in a stiff place here, that's for sure. All right, the economy is number 5 on the countdown, and here we go with the debt. You've seen this probably now projected to be larger than the U.S. economy. We owe $27 trillion. The debt's up by 4+ trillion since the start of COVID. And where do we go if we have another one of these whether it's the Republicans or Democrats, there's going to be another
round.
And
what's the alternative? I mean, that's the other thing. Is as much as I don't like to spend
airlines,
money, what's the alternative? People need help.
Right.
You have
all
to,
the airlines
yeah, exactly.
are ready to go out of business. And that was, there was supposed to be a special, it seemed to me this week, I don't know where it went. There were two things. Trump said we were going to do the $1,200 thing, and then Congress said we got to bail out the airlines. And I don't know where that, at the end of the week, I'm not sure where either of those two things were, but if you don't give the airlines 50, 60 billion bucks, come this time next year, there'll be one or two airlines in the United States. Hey, imagine what kind of a fiasco that would be. Good God. So, anyway, the debt, even some of the deficit hawks are urging the White House to approve another round of stimulus, even though it adds trillions of dollars
right.
to... this big
hole. That's how you know it's really bad. If the hawks are saying, all right, look, we really need to help people.
Yeah.
If it's that bad, and Jerome Powell said, look, we can, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, this is not actually the time to really take a look, a hard look at what these numbers mean. We need to just get out there and help people and stimulate the economy.
Yeah.
And so Wall Street listens to Jerome Powell.
Think about all the rest of the economies in the world. They're in the same shape. Everybody's in a hole, so we have basically no money. There's no such thing as real money because
right.
everybody is broke.
Now that we've crossed this threshold of owing more than our worth, now we're like Italy. Remember the Greece crisis? We're
right.
like Greece now.
Yeah.
And that's where we now.
Like
who, do we think is really happy about this, guys?
China.
There you go.
Yep. It's all about the Chinese. They're just screwing the world so that they can be in charge. Those guys and that whole situation there. Oh, my God. How we let it to get to this point is just an outrage. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, his ex-business partner, is now facing sentencing after the court reinstates his fraud conviction. Devon Archer, Hunter Biden's former business partner, was found guilty for misusing proceeds from a $60 million bond sale involving the Oglala Sioux Tribe. The appeals court reinstated Archer's original 2018 conviction on securities fraud and conspiracy charges. It also ordered him to be sentenced. Archer worked with Biden in various business interests. The guy served as partners at investment firm Rosemont Seneca and as board members at Ukrainian energy firm Burisma. Hunter Biden has not been charged. Miami Police Department estimates more than 30,000 cars participated in anti-communist Latinos for Trump caravan in South Florida today. The caravan in Miami was about supporting freedom for Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The president hits the pavement tomorrow. USA News' Val Dior has more.
President Trump will host a rally in Central Florida in Sanford at 7 p.m. their time, his first campaign stop since his COVID diagnosis on October 1st. He's promised to make up for lost ground since the virus had him down for over a week. His first event since being released from the hospital was Saturday at the White House, a peaceful protest and a meeting to discuss law and order. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
On Election Day, NASA astronaut Kate Rubins will be more than 200 miles above Earth, but she's still planning to vote. From space. Rubens told the Associated Press, "It's critical to participate in our democracy. We consider it an honor to be able to vote from space." Rubens, a doctor in cancer biology from Stanford, and was the first person to sequence DNA in space. She's currently training for her upcoming 6-month mission on the International Space Station. Voting from this space station is similar to absentee voting, except instead of relying on the U.S. Postal Service to deliver the ballot, Rubens will get hers forward electronically from Mission Control in Houston. Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Barrett delivers her opening statement on Monday to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Barrett, who clerked for Scalia, says it was his reasoning that shaped her and that his judicial philosophy was straightforward. A judge must apply the law as written, not as the judge wishes it were. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Move back into our focus, another half hour here, with our ability to discuss the issues of the week. That's what happens on the DJV program as we review the top 10 stories. Just Jennifer Horns here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, the situation with meds and health care and what's happening because of COVID. I guess the situation in hospitals, has it gone back to what it was in April? Is that
not
confusing
fully.
Me?
It no, depends okay. on where you are, but not fully. There are some states that are reporting that they're, you know, halfway to capacity, and some states have almost no hospitalizations. So in New York and New Jersey, where I am, the ventilator use is going back up again, which is really bad news because for a while we had people kind of going in, being treated, but not needing ventilators. Now ventilator use is on the rise. It just really depends on if you're in a hotspot. For this, whatever you want to call it, whether it's the second wave or however you want to classify it, there are these hot spots that are building up again. And so hopefully we are prepared if there is a real full second wave and that we don't run into that PPE crisis that we did before.
Pretty interesting how this has affected the sports world. I know here in my neck of the woods in New England, the Patriots game was postponed again because of the concern over the virus. I can't imagine, actually, this season's going to end, or it's going to end as planned.
Right,
what do you think?
Right. Well, your quarterback, Cam Newton, he tested positive. I don't think he had any symptoms, though.
Right.
And then, so then they did play a game without him using your backup, and I forget his name.
And
so now
awful.
You're saying that there was another game that was canceled
yes.
after that?
Yeah, there
yes.
was.
Wow.
Pittsburgh, I know, had a cancellation. Tennessee's had a cancellation. So I think.
So where does this all go?
Well, I think that they're doing the best that they can. I think that the difficulty is I don't know how much of a bubble form that they're using right now. Major League Baseball is using a bubble for the playoffs. Basketball
what does
is
that
very
mean?
Successful.
Bubble.
It means that everybody
that mean?
Kind of comes in and plays in one place, so there's not a lot of traveling back and forth.
They're quarantined there, yeah.
And their families are quarantined. Like, if you watch any of the baseball playoffs, go Dodgers, you'll see that the families are actually on the field because now the families are quarantining with the players, and they're playing it at certain stadiums. They're playing in Texas. They're playing in California. So there's different stadiums that are being used as like centers instead of having people travel back and forth. And that's, I think, far more effective
yeah.
than traveling around and maybe not being as tight with those restrictions.
I don't mm-hmm. think the NBA has had a single case,
no.
have they?
The NBA, in fact, the NBA
that's
has
really
been
amazing.
A model. Yeah, the yeah. NBA's been a model for actually COVID research. They've also done some use of experimental drugs. I mean, they've done all kinds of stuff actually as part of the
but
NBA
the fact
season,
that they're so close and they don't have any equipment on, they're just there. And they've got skimpy uniforms and sweat everywhere.
Right, but like Jen was saying,
yeah.
the fact that they have been from the
Tell
beginning,
me more.
They did their initial 14-day quarantine, and they only slowly let in immediate family members, wives and children, things like that. So I think the NBA, anybody who says, oh, well, social distancing and masks and all that doesn't work, well, it does, because look at the NBA, not a single case.
Yeah.
So,
well,
that, I mean, to me, that's enough science to tell you that's what all of us should be doing.
That, unfortunately, isn't how it goes, though, Victoria. People having that argument, it's like talking to the deaf, dumb, and blind. And the, you know, they made up their minds, and that's the way it is. I had a long conversation with my son last night about the Micron. I've actually found one of those new masks that has only, what is it, one micron, because the size of this cell,
mm-hmm.
the COVID cell, is like less than 3 microns. So unless you have a 1 micron filter, it isn't going to keep the stuff out or keep you from putting it out. But it still is. There's something psychological that goes along with having the mask on. I don't know whether it's security, whatever it is, but I think it's an important part of all of this. Number three, focus on the Supreme Court vacancy. Although I haven't heard that much. I mean, you know they're pushing it, but because of the president's COVID thing and couple of other ideas.
You'll hear a lot next week because
really?
The White House has been prepping Amy Coney Barrett. The hearings start on Monday, so next week is going to be, it'll be in full gear. And from what I've heard, Democrats last time around got really poorly pulled, at least poor polling numbers, by going after Brett Kavanaugh, calling him a gang rapist and all these horrible things. They're going to do less personal stuff with Amy Coney Barrett and focus more on trying to get her to commit to how she would deal with certain cases, which jurists don't typically do. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was asked the same questions about how she would rule on certain things, and typically you can't answer that because haven't seen the case yet.
Right.
So I think that they're going to be trying to press her on that. I just don't know how effective they'll be in getting any answers.
Hmm. All right. Well, it goes on anyway. The number two item this week, the vice presidential debate. We probably would spend a little bit of time on this. As it did have some impact, the fly I thought was the most interesting part of the whole thing, frankly, from my perspective anyway. Listening to I went back in and out of it 3 or 4 times, and I have not much use for either one of them, frankly, so maybe that prejudice got in the way of me.
Who's your favorite government official? Because you don't like anybody. I mean,
right.
Really, truly. There's not
the chairman,
ever like,
you really
you're
do
like, that's my guy. That's my girl. That's
the
somebody.
The chairman of the city council in Framingham.
Okay.
That's who my favorite.
So someone
and Marianne Williamson.
Right. Marianne Williamson would be.
I love that you just brought that back up. We're going to defeat him with love.
Yes. Right. Well, couldn't we use?
Oh, I know.
Of that?
See, there he goes.
Hello.
That's what we want.
See?
That's
I think
what we want.
We could use a little more of that and a little less of the confrontation and the garbage that goes on and that smirk on Kamala Harris's face as Pence was admittedly kind of pandering to her. I thought he was, I don't know, it's just such a damn waste of time. But you two, go ahead, give us your insight into what you saw, what you thought.
I think it was a waste of time.
Not, yeah.
I mean,
I liked this one, too. I like
it. Really? The only one who, like, seems to love
yeah.
this stuff.
Yeah,
I
okay.
I love
yeah.
this stuff. I don't know. It's just,
well, it would be all right if there was something there.
You know what we need to do? We need to all get on a Zoom call and watch, like, have a debate party, because I know okay. I can make you guys sign the entertainment. I know it.
All right, so we'll have a Zoom party the next time there's a... when is that? Well, we don't know.
We don't know.
That's probably not going to be another debate, or maybe there isn't going to be a debate between the two principals here. What is the latest on that? In terms of whether there is or there isn't, there will or there won't.
As of right now, as of October 15th debate, we don't have one. I mean, there'll be a third debate after that, which will then go on to be the second. But I think
why
Trump's
even
gonna,
have them? Why? What well, comes out of them? What is it?
Because they're important.
Trump's gonna what? Because Trump can come out and badger Biden, and Biden can try to remember what his last words were, and
that's unfair.
I know. Okay,
that's unfair.
Sorry.
Is it?
It is. I know.
That's why they don't want him in virtual space, because they know he'll be on teleprompter. It's the only way he can handle himself is on
that's
teleprompter.
That's not true.
I don't think that's true.
That's not true at all. He handled himself without a teleprompter, and Trump screaming at him the whole time. It was ridiculous.
It was cool.
It was an embarrassment.
He lost his cool. Called people clowns as a sitting president of the United States.
He is a clown.
Very rude and dismissive.
He apologized for that, but. At that point, it was ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
Clown isn't, that's not really fair either, now that I think about it. Trump, and nobody wants to deal with this. Trump needs emotional help. He needs a therapist. He needs somebody
If you had been badgered with false claims and had a previous administration
Jennifer, he's
working
like
against you to get you out of
office,
I've heard when you've had advertisers go against you and you are like hurt for months. Imagine the whole country, like the government,
but
and the power going
in that
you.
Position.
No, he didn't. He ran for president.
He ran for president,
and he had
the
largest political scam.
You think it's going to be easier on
Biden? Do not normalize the fact that the FBI and the DOJ spied on him. They took over the whole campaign based on false information that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. Give me a break. They always ask about Trump's peaceful transition of power.
He
was not afforded that.
It is just everything about this country has been corrupted.
For three years.
There was a question on Family Feud last night. Rate on number one from 1 to 10. How important is money in your life? And they were, one answer was 6, and one was 7. 1 out of 10. And Harvey said, "You're both lying. It's 10, and you know it." And I think that's it. That's what people will judge. If people don't have jobs and there's trouble in paradise as far as money is concerned, which is going to be in November, that's the way the election goes. I think that's how you shake it out. Speaking of the election, we've got a focus on debates and that sort of thing, but we also have the president's battle with COVID and what the bottom line is there. We'll get to that as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Overview. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat, it's good for you.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. playing the same sport for an entire year and nothing else. It's called sports specialization, and it could be causing harm to your child's body, according to orthopedic surgeon Dr. Anikar Shabra.
We're seeing a huge epidemic of injuries in kids nowadays. Kids are playing sports, the same sport, at a much younger age, and they're playing on multiple teams, so they're not giving their chance for their body to recover and rest.
Practicing and competing in one sport year-round can cause the body to wear down and create overuse injuries and muscle imbalances.
It's like going to the gym and doing the same exercise, the same lift every day until you get hurt. And they're not giving their chance for their body to develop and grow.
It also increases the risk of burnout and quitting sports altogether.
The biggest prevention tip I'll give patients and their parents is take 3 months off from your sport. Do other sports in the off season.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Moving into the number one spot this week to focus on the president's battle with the COVID what's-this. I noticed that the CDC says that white men are not washing their hands. I wonder if the president washes. Anybody follow the president in the bathroom to see if he's washing his hands?
He's a germaphobe, so absolutely he's washing his hands all the time. Yeah. He's been known for that for years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like what's his name? Howie Mandel.
Yeah, but he's had to, he's had to get over that because, you know, but he normally was not. Yeah, he was normally not. Like, I got in an elevator with him once, and he wouldn't hit the button. He had someone else hit the button.
Who?
And that was years ago. Trump.
Oh,
so
really?
he's a known germaphobe.
Check out his hair.
Yeah, it's like cotton candy. Was there a fly in it? No. No.
No flies there. No,
no fly.
Yep. All right. So the business with Nancy Pelosi saying that he was unstable, the drugs he took were too strong, yada yada, and then there was the controversy. Well, why did he get that drug and I don't? Hello, he's the president. That's why he got the drug and you don't.
Yeah, that's an unfair thing if anyone says, well, how come he didn't get it? That's stupid. But there are a lot of doctors who are wondering, because he was, some doctors have said he was over-medicated, that he was over-treated, and then others are saying, okay, so does that mean that they were being extra cautious, or was his case more severe than he let on? We don't know the answer to
Regeneron, that. He said the Regeneron was great, and he's going to try to make it available to all seniors, because he said he immediately felt better after he got it.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the World Food Program, awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. It's contributed to a strong upsurge in the number of victims of hunger in the world. That is helping out, so I guess that makes it appropriate, right? That's good news. Some good news. Good to end on a high note here at 10 before the hour. The Talk Radio Review. Thanks to Jennifer and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through the top five technology stories this week that probably will affect you more than anything else in technology. At least that's the spirit behind how Victoria decides what the top five are. So let's get started. Anxious to hear about Etsy. Anxious Etsy.
Yeah, so Etsy, the online marketplace for, you know, handcrafted goods, they were in the news this week. They said that they had to pull all of the radical conspiracy stuff from QAnon, that group. The Etsy spokesperson said that the seller policies prohibit items that, quote, promote hate, incite violence, or promote or endorse harmful misinformation. So in accordance with their policy on Etsy, they removed everything that they can so far related to QAnon. There were still things that were popping up that people were complaining about and bringing it to their attention. Etsy has become a much bigger marketplace, so it's not always the easiest thing to just immediately pull everything down. But there are a lot of QAnon merchandise out there that explicitly promotes Donald Trump and the conspiracy that basically the Democrats are pedophiles. So it's exactly.
In other words, you got to be a Democrat to be a pedophile. Is that the
pretty much?
Yeah,
yep. Right. And so they also removed stuff from the far right group, the Proud Boys. That has very strong ties to white supremacy and misogyny, so Etsy is trying their best to combat those things. They're not alone. Amazon, Teespring, and eBay have also done the same thing with pulling down these groups. Facebook completely banned QAnon as well on their pages. Their groups and Instagram accounts were all stripped from the platform. More and more of this stuff pops back up again, but I think it is a good thing that these companies are taking a stand against hate.
I wonder what info is there about Governor Whitmer and how that plays into all of this
stuff. Who knows? I don't know.
All right, number four on our list, Vizio is back in Vizio. They always were thought of as kind of the bottom of the barrel, right?
Well, they were. Vizio has always been. It was the official brand of Costco, the TV brand of Costco. That's how they got started. That's how they became, at one point, the number one brand of television in America. More households had Vizios than any other brand. As prices started to come down from LG and Samsung and, you know, other prestige brands, as the technology became more affordable, it kind of leveled the playing field. So Vizio wasn't really able to offer those major discounts anymore. So what they've done, they've now introduced 4K OLED TVs, which is a step above LED. They have two sizes, 55 and 65 inches. Now you can see the prices are way back up again. 55-inch OLED is $1,300. The 65-inch is $2,000. Best Buy is offering $100 off either model right now. And so, but by comparison, they are still a little bit cheaper because LG's comparable OLED runs for $1,800. And Best Buy actually has it now for $1,600. Sony has yet to set their new prices, but their prices are higher. So you can still get a deal, but the Vizio is just not the same. It's really not the same quality as the other brands.
Number three on our countdown up to number one is a focus on Netflix.
Yep, Netflix is trying to make it easier to find new stuff on the on their streaming service. So they have a new tab called New and Popular. And it's a section that will only show up on TV devices. They haven't rolled it out for apps and for other tablets yet. But they have new on Netflix, then they have coming soon, and they have the top 10 row. And this does make it easier to find stuff and then earmark it for your library. They have a new section that I'm excited about. It's called Worth the Wait. That will give you a preview of shows that have not come to the platform yet, but sometime between 15 and 365 days, that's what will end up in the Worth the Wait section. So you can actually save those selections, and when they are live, you'll get a notification. So I think that's a smart thing.
Number two on our countdown list, we are facing changes at Facebook.
Yep, Facebook has taken a big step to integrating its various messaging platforms. So now, if you use Facebook Messenger, you can also then direct message people on Instagram, even if you don't have an Instagram account. This works the other way around as well. If you only have Instagram and you don't have Facebook, you can still use this new message integration system to communicate with people who are on Facebook. So I think it's a good step to combine those two. However, there might be a backlash because, like, I'm an Instagram user, but I don't like Facebook, so they'll have to be careful that they don't force the two into one thing.
Apple has a new iPhone. That's number one.
Yep, we finally got the news we've been waiting for since July. October 13th will be the event where the new iPhone 12 will be unveiled. They also have some new tablets that are coming out and something called AirTags, which will be a rival to Tile with those little tracking GPS tags for your luggage.
How about them apples? Top five items from the world of technology, according to research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.